Hi, everybody. I'm so excited that you're here. This is Shauna Ekstrom, and today Scott is not with me today because he's actually golfing with his father, and so that's the beauty of a business like this. But today I have the privilege of introducing again Paul Evans on the call. He was with us at the very first call that we started with this series, and today we're going to be talking about time management and productivity. And we all know that's a subject that's so important in when we're adding another business to our already busy schedule. So I'm so excited that, Paul, you decided to join me on this call. And we'll just talk about how it works with me and all of the, you know, we can bring in many stories and just see how it goes. So, Paul, are you there?
I'm here. I'm so glad to be with you again, Shauna. And I love this topic because it's so critical for us to be successful. And as you know, and I think we mentioned at the very beginning of the year that my first wife actually passed away. And that was a big trigger for me when it came to making sure that each moment would really count and that I would use my time effectively. Our son was only 5 weeks old at the time. And so, like so many of us who are parents or are working full time, I realized how critical it was to really be able to manage that time effectively. And as you know, in this type of business, when you're in direct sales and direct marketing, you know that you've got to manage your time even more effectively because when you're just getting started, you're really having to ramp it up and be effective. And so what I thought we would do today, with your permission, is to look at three areas of productivity. The first I'm calling time warp, and I'd love for you to share some examples of those who you've worked with or you've learned from and the way that they have managed their productivity. And then after that, we'll talk about time tweaks, maybe just a handful of things that we can do to be more effective with our time. And then finally, we'll wrap up with time swaps, how to change our time or exchange our time from some things that are not effective to things that really are effective. So as we start, Shauna, I would love to hear from you and some of the people that you've come in contact with and you've worked with and who have made either a great impact on you or you've just seen their example and how it's been effective for their business.
Yes, I would love to. There's so many stories that it's hard to even pick a few, but so let's just get started. I think the one thing right in the beginning in a business like this is you have to ask yourself, really, how bad do you want it? Because if we really look at the time, busy people are the ones that really get things done. And so usually the people that become very, very successful in this business are the people that you would probably look at in the beginning and say, oh, they would not be a good prospect because they're way too busy. And yet they are. They do tend to be the ones that do it and can add one more thing to their plate. However, this is a business that we want to enjoy. We don't want it to just be about this is you have to do it in this structured way because everybody does it differently. One of the people that I was telling you about earlier, Paul, that I truly admire, and she has been a mentor to me, and she's much more organized than I am, and that's Carol Taylor. And she's very, very structured, and she'll have a certain amount of calls that she can do, and she structures them so that she's in complete control and knows exactly, like if she was going to set up a three-way call, she would want to have a call with you first to really get the details and the meat of where do you want this to go? What do you want to get out of it? What's the outcome? And so that's the kind of call she does, very, very effective for her. And yet I know another person that I admire the way she does calls. Oh, let me just go back to Carol. When she does that call, 100% focus on what she already knows that you want and expect, and then also after the call, we will talk about how it went, maybe how it could have been tweaked or, you know. So that's good, and I've learned a lot from doing that. And yet there are other times when you don't have that much time that maybe another personality might be able to say, okay, let's do an on-the-fly call. And I do this quite a bit, and one of my mentors in this way of doing it is Joni Brewer, and she's another leader in the company, and I love the way she calls it a brand call. So like with our cleanse product, when somebody's doing that and they're in the process of doing a cleanse, just we call and hear how they're doing and then say, oh, I want to let me brag about you. And so we get on a three-way with someone else on their team and just share, or another upline person, and share their results and get them to just talking a little bit and getting comfortable with you know, how to do this business, which is many times the telephone, it can be used in these little pockets of time. But time is such a big deal. And, Paul, I can't wait to hear some of your ideas on that. But those are just two completely different ways that we can use a three-way call or, you know, just time thinking, okay, maybe I don't have time to structure this one today. But what I think is important is doing it according to your personality, like how, what works for you. And, of course, we're going to learn from different people. And there's some other little things that I've used to tweak. But one thing I just want people to always remember is that you play to your own strengths. Don't worry about your weaknesses because that's why we get on these calls. That's why we want to learn from someone else. Maybe there's something in that that we could tweak just a little bit and add more hours or more minutes to our day because we literally can do this business 10 minutes at a time here and there. And then, of course, if we can structure the time, give it a real 2 hours at a time or 4 hours in some people's case. That's what my daughter actually gets to do. And with three busy kids that she takes to school and back and all the lessons and all the things and is a busy housewife and building a very significant income with network marketing, she manages to be an incredible mom. In fact, this business actually makes you be more structured and creates more time freedom for yourself. And so one of the benefits is that you really will have the time. Maybe today you're sacrificing, you're thinking, how am I going to get all this done? And that's the reason for this call, to help you with those little ideas. But how am I going to get this done? But then at the same time, do I really want it? How bad do I want it? And will this create more time later on in my life? So sometimes we do have to sacrifice a lot of things. I mean, one of the things that I like to do is just have the CDs playing in my car on. I don't have to make a decision when I get in the car. Is the radio going to come on or is something? I already have it planned. It's in the car, so the second the car turns on, that tape that I needed to hear is in there. And that saves me so much time in reading because I don't have a lot of time to sit down and read right now. The business is moving fast and we're all, you know, busy. I'm a grandma as well as a mom and a wife. And we travel quite a bit. So Scott and I really, truly appreciate about the business the time that we get to spend one-on-one with people. We feel like that's probably our most effective way of building our business and the most enjoyable for us. We really love getting together one-on-one with people or in a handful of people or in a meeting where we can really hear what it is that makes them happy, what makes them tick, and where their concerns are about time. How am I going to fit this one more thing? And so when I hear somebody say that they're really too busy, what I'm really hearing, you know, what I need to find out is if they have a passion for having time freedom. And that's one of my biggest reasons for wanting to do the business because that's exactly where I was. I needed time freedom to be with my family and to do the things I really chose to do rather than just work for a daily paycheck. And so the beauty of network marketing, it's really delivered. And it delivered all the way along. Since I've been in this business over the last 12 years, I've really been able to take back my life and decide how do I want to spend my life. And it's my passion to give that back to people. So, Paul, I'm so excited that you're on here because I really know that you are an expert in that and you're very good at delivery. So I'm going to give it back to you and let's go into this further with time management and productivity.
Love it, Shauna, and I would love to recap some of the things that you hit. I want to make sure that people are taking notes and writing these down because I believe that they are so pertinent to what you're doing and building your business. So I'm going to recap these really quick, and then we'll keep going. Number one, as you were mentioning, Carol, how she was 100% focused. Guys, this is a critical element. When you are working, work. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get pulled away by another phone call or by an email or by social media. But whatever you're doing to build your business in that moment, focus. Another thing that was mentioned is that there are going to be times when you're just on the fly. You know, that's what Joni does. And also I know that Shauna, that tends to be your style a little bit as well. But here's
Absolutely.
The real, yeah, I think I love it. I'm a little bit like that. I love to schedule too. But I think that when you're doing the on-the-fly moments, someone like Shauna, who's been in this for years, recognizes the value of that on-the-fly time If you're not recognizing the value of that just yet, make sure that you're writing down, that you're recording, that you're keeping a timesheet, that you're keeping a time journal that reminds you of the time you did utilize, even if on a fly, and you're able to look back and you're able to track that result, and it's going to help you so much. And I loved the difference that you showed between Heidi, who may have 4 hours to schedule, and someone else who may have 10 minutes to schedule or 10 minutes to work. But it goes back to, regardless of the amount of time that you have, that you're willing to focus. And the final thing that you mentioned was time freedom, that is the ultimate goal, that all of your scheduling that you're doing right now, all of your focused work that you're doing right now, is an effort to later on have even more time available to you. Now, one of the things that we talked about before this call, Shauna, that I would love for you to go a little bit further on, is that in the beginning of your business, that you need that full power drive, and then later on, once your business is established, you're able to do more management of your time rather than the full drive of your time. Can you go a little bit deeper with that?
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, I think, so it was a passion for me. I could truly see that I was in a place where I needed the time freedom, and to be able to focus as a parent. It was my real wish to be a better parent and a better businesswoman. I just wanted, I wanted all, I guess that's what it was. So I recognized that, just like in a rocket ship, when they say all of the fuel is taken up in the very first part of it, it almost 90% takes to get off the ground. Well, I see that as my business. When you're starting in network marketing, if you don't really give it a thrust at the beginning, then there's really nothing to nothing to direct. After that, it, you know, you can do it like with a rocket ship, supposedly you can guide it with a finger after it gets off the, through the atmosphere. Well, with this business, the same. If people don't see that you're really moving and going anywhere, then there's nothing to follow. And there's, you know, it is about other people and sharing something that you truly have, are passionate about with others. And if you're not that passionate about it, just a little bit, but, you know, well, let me, you know, I have to do this or that, or there's excuses that we make. And the excuses, they slow you down. You know, if you're going at a slow pace, all these, maybe this won't work for me, all these little critical things come into our head, this negative self-talk can come in, and it can say, well, look, my business just isn't growing that fast. And so then you start to believe that it won't. So when you go fast in the very beginning, there is no reason for you to ever have that negative self-talk, because you've already got the proof that it does work, because there's already people joining you. And that's how you find out if you are a leader, when you turn around and if nobody's following you, then you go, oh, maybe I need to go a little faster so that people are following you. Now, you figure it out along the way. I don't want anybody to think that this business, you have to have it all done and know it all. You don't. It's something you get to do. Life has taught you all the lessons that you need to start this business. You take the product. You get a result. You get your story. And, yes, you do have to plan to succeed with that story, like plan to have the food that you need to eat when you're on your cleanse, plan to succeed, just like with when they used to talk about dieting. Are you going to be prepared with the food or just do the fast food? Well, this isn't a diet, but it is a food plan to get healthy. Same thing with your business. You've got to treat it like with a plan. So the plan would be, okay, I've got this much time here. I'm going to go fast. So probably that's going to mean the TV goes off. And for me, I mean, it's become a non-habit. It's not something I truly enjoy anymore, because I think I really, really love the fact that when somebody comes to me and they raise their hand and they say, I really want this business, then I want to be there for them. And that's going to take some effort on my part, because I know in the very beginning, had I not had some help from Upline that was really, truly committed to my freedom, the freedom I wanted, then I wouldn't have had what it took to get my business off the ground. But why did they help me? The reason, like, say, Carol Taylor, and her husband Peter in the very beginning helped me because they saw that I was putting forth the effort. They saw that I was raising my hand and saying, I want to go fast. How can I go faster? And so when you see that energy, then you match that energy with energy. And that's when it will really take off because you're not alone. You're already, even before you put your first people in, you've got other people that are committed to your success because they see that you're showing up at the events. You're doing whatever it takes. And sometimes that means, okay, when you see an event coming up, that might mean that you got to plan 2 weeks ahead and say, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to get as many people as I can to that event because then I don't have to sell it. At the beginning, you don't know what to sell. You don't know what to say. So you become an extremely good inviter. You invite people to that event, and then that does the work for you. And that's where the upline will see, or your partners will see, that you really mean what you say, that you're going to focus on it and you're going to do it. And then they lock arms with you, and that's when it really takes off. It goes fast because you're not alone. And so I love going fast. It's a big deal, don't you think, Paul?
I do. In fact, there's a very popular quote that says, success loves speed. And the reason that's true is that the more we contemplate, the more we think, the more that we process, the more it slows us down because we end up creating this big list of reasons of why we can't do this, why we don't have time, why it's not going to be successful. Whereas if we'll get out there and follow what's already been taught, the examples that are already before us, then we will move a lot faster and a lot quicker. I remember this from a few years ago. I was at a conference, and actually Carrie, who is usually with you on a lot of these calls, one of her clients stood up and talked about the success that she'd had in the past few months. And I said, well, Ann, how in the world did you reach that level of success so quickly? And Ann said, what do you mean? I don't understand the question. I said, well, most people do not are not able to reach your level as quickly. How did you do that? And she said, oh, you know, that's really an odd question for me. I simply did what I was told to do. It was that simple for her. You know, and you think about the number of people in business who will talk themselves out of making the phone calls, making the invitations, doing the work that's needed because whether we don't have time or we're not sure what the end result is going to be, it's totally different when someone's passionate and willing to share the opportunity without reluctance. And so that speed accelerates, and you're exactly right. I love the word picture that you used. Then the leaders will begin to lock arms with you because they see that you are one who is willing to work and not one who's simply willing to talk. And that differentiates people all the way across the board. Well, I love those examples you gave us, especially for those who are starting out. Now, once you reach a certain level of success and you start managing your time a little bit differently, how have you noticed that your time management has changed now as compared to your early days?
Well, there is more time today that I have. I mean, been in the business now for 12 years, but the time still, now there's more people in my business. So I do have to be discerning on who the people are that are raising their hand, and I think it's still equally as important as I always have is to do the personal growth part of this business because there's new problems that come up that you're faced with new people coming into your organization, things that you want to be able to really be up on, and not so much to do it for them at all, but to be able to, this business is a business of duplication, so I don't want people just running in place. I want them to, you know, and thinking I have to do all of this for everybody. My people are, you know, pulling on me. They say, but I don't have time for that. Well, good, because then you just have to learn a better way to duplicate. Because in this business, you either duplicate or you die. And so it's not a business like many others where where you punch it and you do the work. And it's, you really want to teach. And so if you find somebody in your business that is a really good teacher, you can lock arms with them. Maybe you're better at another avenue. But it's just doing the do. I mean, doing it every day. And then, like you said, writing it down so that you can check, you know, start to see your own progress. I think that's a very big deal. But I think every day I need to fill my mind with something super positive. And one more thing that I think is that I have neglected, and it's something that I work on, is actually finding that warm thing that you love to do that's maybe recreational or something that feeds your soul, and to do that, do some of that. Now, actually, the psychology of this and the people part, it sort of feeds me too, but I can get so caught up in that I don't, I've stopped to think, well, what is it recreationally that I like? And for Scott, it's golf. And so today he is taking the whole day, and he gets to spend with his father on their favorite golf course. Well, that's awesome. And I realize that that's a big deal to Scott. He is going to come back so much more energized and more ready to actually do the business full force than if he never put that into his schedule. And one of the things that I've loved to do, Paul, it probably sounds silly to a guy, but I love to go to an occasional estate sale. And it's something that I've put off and don't do very often. But, you know, in the beginning, in the business, that's kind of all I could afford to do, maybe a garage sale or an estate sale maybe once a month. And it's something I've put off. And I'm excited about putting that back into my schedule, maybe once a month, just doing it. Whether I buy anything or not, it's just something that it's the maybe the treasure hunt. And I want people to do that. For my daughter, she's an artist, and I've told her she's got to put a day of art back into her schedule, like schedule it in, because she's going to be so much more productive when she's feeding her soul too.
I love that example. And actually, guys, I'm going to put this under the topic of time tweaks. So number one was refreshing and recreation. And another aspect that I know is near and dear to your heart, Shauna, is all of your grandchildren and how much you get to love on them. And that's another part of your refreshing as well. So
absolutely.
I love that. The art with Heidi, I know that is super important. And yes, get back to those estate sales. So number one under time tweaks is going to be recreation or refreshing. Number two is going to be reading. If we will fill our minds with good things, then we're going to manage our time more effectively because our mind is going to be in a positive state. Now, Shauna, you mentioned just a few minutes ago about filling your mind with things that are positive. Are there any things in particular that you enjoy reading, or are there any books that you recommend, or do you just have kind of a wide gamut of things that you feed yourself with?
Well, I love, one of my very favorite tapes is Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn, who is a classic in the industry. He's no longer with us today, but that is my very, very favorite thing. And I literally have, I don't know how many times I've listened to it. It's well over 100 times, so that I can almost sound like it when I talk. But it's such a good thing to listen to over and over when you're brand new, because it's about life. And this business is about life. It's not like any other business where you can really do life and become independently wealthy at the same time, even while you're having you're doing your day job. It's a start. And he will help you see it. And just a well-rounded life. I love that CD. And I'll still listen to it again and again. Many times I've been on a trip and I've listened to it over and over and over. But many things such as just get some CDs, book CDs from Zig Ziglar. Those are always positive and get you excited about life. And those are the kinds of things that I listen to when I'm, you know, just need a little perk and help me to realize how important this business is, how much everybody needs a secondary income stream today.
And being able to listen to something that feeds you, I think that ends up shifting really your priorities, and it helps your scheduling because you realize what's so important. So Jim Rohn is definitely one of the greats in personal development. I also like Brian Tracy. I like some of his stuff, not necessarily everything, but one of my favorites is his book called No Excuses. Uh-huh. And one of the quotes in there is by Cobb Kottmeyer that says that disciplined people do what they should do when they should do it, whether they want to or not. And I love that phrase because being able to manage our time and to be productive means that there are going to be some things that we really don't want to do, but we really need to do them. And so we push ourselves and we move ahead ahead in that area. And I bet, Shauna, that in your early days, even though you were passionate, there were times that you didn't necessarily feel like it, but you knew it was the right thing to do and you knew it was what you needed to do for the sake of your family, right?
Absolutely. And I think looking back on it, sometimes I wonder how I did it. I mean, in the first month, I had the opportunity to become a founding executive with our company, and I didn't really understand what that was until 2 weeks had gone by. And I was busy in the salon working, and I found out I had this opportunity to do that, which meant sharing this with 30 people. And that was a pretty daunting thing to do. So I just looked at it, okay, I need to do this. And so I did it. And I look back at that and I'm like, whoa, I mean, how did it happen? But it was because I said so. If you say you're going to do something, it will be done because you know the bigger picture. So I look back at that and I go, wow, if I could have that energy that I had that first 2 weeks, I would just wonder, and it makes me want to go again. Like Scott is talking about the new contest that the company's having and offering for our $1 billion sales this year. And it's an amazing trip to Monaco. And he says we're in a kamikaze mission now with only one mission. And I'm like, wow. I think that's kind of the mindset that you kind of get when you decide to do something and you get excited. Then you figure out the time, because it's definitely going to take time. It's not something that just lands in your lap. So is that kind of what you were talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is a great picture as well when you're talking about that extreme focus. And that's going to bring us to point number three, which is to review and restructure. This is one of the time tweaks that's going to help you guys the most, is when you review your week and you see what was the most successful, or you see where you really used your time well, and then you restructure it and you find out where your pockets of time are. And if you've not done this before, one of the things that I highly recommend is that you will do your own, I call it a time travel journal, where you write down every single thing you do during the week, everything, and you put it on a 5 a.m. if you get up at 5, if you go to bed at 10, then you write down everything you did during the day. And what you'll discover is that in some of the areas where you feel like you were spending a lot of time, you'll discover it wasn't that much time. And other areas where you felt like you weren't spending a lot of time, you'll find out that it was a lot of time. I usually get tickled with people, Shauna, when I'm talking to them about social media, and I'll say, how much time do you think you spend on Facebook? These are people who are on regularly, and they'll go, oh, not much. You know, I just spend about 15 minutes a day on it. And when they actually record it, they find out that they're spending an hour or 90 minutes or 2 hours a day on it, but it didn't feel that way. So we can't go by our feeling of how much time we're utilizing. We need to go by accurate data. Now, that doesn't sound very sexy. It doesn't sound very fun. But when we write down exactly what we're doing, then we're able to make the adjustments, and we're able to review our schedule for the week, and then we're able to restructure it. Just like this call, Shauna and Scott have this call down for a particular time every single week, and you guys have this call down for that particular time every single week. So that becomes part now of our fixed schedule. And you need to do the same thing with your calls and your recruiting and the events that you're inviting people to, is to make sure that it is a structured element. And that's going to be different. Shauna mentioned this at the very beginning. Each one of us has a different amount of time available. Each one of us has a different personality. Each one of us have different strengths. So, Shauna, as we're looking at the time that we have available to us, you mentioned earlier about noticing our strengths and maybe the way that we're wired. Can you give us a little bit more insight into that might help people discover what their strengths are, or may help them discover how they're wired?
Well, where you're comfortable, I do believe that we can't grow in our comfort zone. So we want to stretch ourselves. Like these time management skills, if it's not your thing to be totally on a schedule, still writing these things down is going to give us something to work towards, because we're not going to just develop a business like this completely in our comfort zone. So stretching out, for me, doing a real schedule is difficult, but it is something that I strive to do, because I'm not one to just want to sit in my office and shuffle papers, because sometimes we do that out of fear, because we're afraid to pick up the telephone, we're afraid to hear a no. So getting those things out of the way and knowing that that's going to come, that's just the nature of the business, and using technology that we have today, such as texting, it's one of the most I think it's just the easiest way to get out there and start doing something so that our head, we're not living inside of our head where we could have the possibility, as they say, it's a dangerous neighborhood to hang out in. If we are doing something such as texting for the next appointment, can we go to lunch? Love to get together with you. Or, you know, it could be an email, but I prefer telephone. I prefer voice so that I can understand how they feel. And but anything that it does to just help us move our business forward and not worry about the things that our head is telling us, well, what if they say no, or what if this or that happens? If we're actually doing something, maybe like you said, the Facebook posts, those are very, very helpful. You just have to manage your time around it and make sure that you're actually doing it with a purpose in mind. And so, and the TV, if that's an issue for you, it's a big sacrifice for some people to turn it off. But wow, what an amount of time you've given yourself to really play to your strengths, which are, or maybe help your weaknesses a little bit. Maybe you're afraid of people and you want to just go to your cave. I know that sometimes men need to do that. They've been to work all day and they want to come home and kind of spend some time alone in their cave. Well, they can structure that too, because feeding yourself is important. But I just like people to figure out who they are. Some people are more introverted. It's very easy to figure that out. If you're fed more by being by yourself, then you're ready to go out and face the world and spend that one-on-one time with your downline. And then other people that are just super energized by being around people, maybe they need to actually discipline themselves and do some of the back office work and, you know, do some. But I think really playing to your strengths is a big deal, and every single one of us really knows that. We need to pat ourselves on the back and realize we do have strengths, and every single one of them will build this business. I don't care if you're shy or you're very outgoing. Those people, both types of people, have all built successful businesses in network marketing, because, again, it's just about life and helping
love
people.
Those examples. And you said something that I think is so easy to fall into, and that is, if you're an introvert, you can tend to spend more time in the back office, and you have to remind yourself this is about relationships. And if you are an extrovert, you can spend a lot of time with people, and that's really good, but you still have to have the time in the back office to understand your numbers, to understand your conversions, to understand your growth, in order to know exactly what is helping you become the most productive. Because once you understand your personality, and then you're able to see the results of that, true productivity comes when you discover what is giving you the greatest increase with the least amount of effort, and then you scale that out. And that can be a little bit different for everyone. And so once you are able to discover that, then you actually become even more productive, because you're spending your time where it's going to be leveraged the most. Instead of trying to do 1,000 different things, you're doing the 2, 3, 4 things that really matter the most for your business. And you can't discover that if you're not tracking it. Some people tend to do that a little bit intuitively, but I've noticed that most people miss it simply because they're not being quite as intentional or quite as aware as they need to be. So under these time tweaks, we talked about being refreshed or recreation. Make sure you take that time for yourself. Number two, we talked about reading, and that could be listening to audios, studying, training, areas that are going to feed you and help you grow in your understanding and your direction. It's going to shrink time because it decreases your amount of guessing. It increases your amount of active productive actions. And then number three, we talked about reviewing and restructuring your time to make sure that you're using it the most effectively, so that you know what you're going to do and when you're going to do that. And this leads us into time swaps, our final area today. And then at the very end, I'll give you a little bit of a framework to use that I believe is going to help you become a lot more productive. But in time swaps, it means that we're going to be shifting things. For example, number one could be that we're going to switch television time for call time. If we notice that we tend to watch an hour of television a night, that we turn that off and we spend an hour on a call. It may not be that you turn off all television, but that could be part of your recreation time or your refreshing time. But if you're noticing that you're doing it every night and that it's a pattern and it's just a way for you to escape, you could start with a minimum of one of those nights that you begin using that as a call time. Because I believe that nighttime is a great time to call a lot of people because they are home. They don't have their full-time work that they're involved in at that moment. And hopefully you're catching them at a time where it's really okay to contact them and to really dive into some of the things that they really need. Now, when it comes to making calls, Shauna, how do you determine who you should be calling and what's going to be the most effective use of your time?
I think as far as calls, it depends on, you know, if it's a new prospect that you're, you know, sometimes you'll start out with an email. But as far as calling goes, I like to have a running list, so that if I'm waiting in line for something or if I'm in the car and, you know, maybe I have a moment to myself, I can have a list of people that I could just call on the fly. And that might only be just a voicemail. Many times it is a voicemail. But that can be very effective, or text. Texting is becoming way more the way to go these days because we're all so busy. But just that touching of people is it's very effective in this business, because this is a business of communicating. And so it's something that I work at. It's not always easy, because when you're in a business of being with people all the time, sometimes you might want to just veg out at some of those times. But having a list in front of me helps. So it's not just, you know, maybe just wasting that little bit of time that I might have. Other times, scheduling it in, like with Carol Taylor, the example of, okay, being able to really schedule in a very important three-way call, knowing exactly how it's going to be and putting it into the schedule and making sure that, you know, that it's going to happen on time and the people will be affected. I think a lot of times a conference call is, you know, where you can have just a few people on it, or a Skype call is important. Like right now, we're working with a group in Australia. Well, Skype seems to work. So just being able to get it all together, putting it on in the schedule, like you said, just putting it down and then just doing it. Just get it done. Don't, you know, get excited and do it. That's how I do it.
I like that. I like what you said, too, about get excited and do it. You know, when you're thinking about how that person's going to respond, or how you may be able to help them, how you may be able to redirect them, or how you may be able to encourage them. And you think about, if we're trading, let's say, television for call time, the television is most likely not going to feed you too much unless it's just relaxing, whereas the call, you're going to be feeding other people. And then they're also going to be feeding you too, encouraging you to remind you of how valuable your work is. And I think that's an important element as well. I know that some of the calls that I've had with some of my personal clients recently, you know, the call started out where they were kind of discouraged about what was happening in their business at that time. And by the end of the call, they're very encouraged, because they were just missing some of the opportunities and some of the possibilities that were there. And that's another great way that when we start time swapping and we start trading some of the things that we may not be using our time the best for into these relationships, we suddenly see the value of that connection, the value of that touch, and it makes a big difference and a big impact. Another thing that we could trade is social media for personal connection, so that if I'm on Facebook, then I could easily be just chasing stories and chasing little pithy comments for the day or somebody's opinion, and that's not actually profitable. It is relaxing, it is escapism, but it's not necessarily profitable, and a big part of your business could be social media. We're not saying don't ever do social media. We're saying you could utilize this in a very positive way to make sure that you're getting your message out, to make sure that you are connecting with your people in an appropriate way. One of the things that I will do is place a post-it note in the top right screen of my computer, and it will remind me, it will say, is this about a relationship? Is this about profit? So that I'm reminded of my purpose for that moment. And sometimes I'll put, is this about profit or play? So it'll remind me, oh, I got distracted. And I tend to be a little bit ADD, so it's easy for me to get off task and easy for me to get off focus if I don't have some tricks or some triggers in play. And another thing that I'll do, Shauna, is I will actually set a timer, and I'll put that beside me, or I'll set it on my phone so that I will say for the next 15 minutes, I'm only going to participate in profitable activities in social media, whether that is putting out an article that I've written, or if it's connecting with some of my people personally through private message or commenting on their wall so that at least they know that I'm interacting and I'm doing it in a very valuable way and I'm not doing it in a time-wasting way. Now, Shauna, I know that you don't do a ton of social media personally. You're starting to do a little bit more of that, but you are always said that you're a little bit nervous of getting sucked into it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, because probably I am a little too much ADD. I'm afraid that, you know, I'll go down a little rabbit holes, and so I don't want to take that time. I'd rather get in front of people, because I find that for me, that is the best time spent when I can actually be energized by the people and they by me. I get fed more. So yeah, I know that social media, many people are building their businesses. I just want people to be careful with it. And I think your tips on that are they're well taken, because it's an important part of today's world. But we have to be more protective today to, you know, do the little time switch. One of the things I think is important, Paul, is this could be with social media or just with phone calls or, you know, being with people. I think it's important to recognize right away to not waste any of your precious time, as little as you can, as soon as you recognize that you are associating with people who are negative in any way, negative to you. It's like poison, and you don't want to waste. Your time is very precious when you're building a second business. It's just it is what's going to allow you to have the time freedom eventually. So don't, when you recognize that somebody's being negative, in a very nice way, quickly end the conversation and get on with your business and your life, because they will drag you down, and very likely negative attitude or people who are tend to be, you know, looking at everything as this isn't going to work could make you lose out on your dream. And so I just want you to recognize that real quickly and in a very nice way, be very busy and need to get off the phone.
I love that example, because that's another great time swap. You know, we talk about telephone and our television, and we talked about social media, but think about personal influences. And it's so easy to get drawn into other people's drama, other people's negativity. And those tend to be the people who love to consume your time, because they love talking about their pain or how they were done wrong, even though you're thinking, wow, that's not that big of a deal. So there's another great swap, is that we're going to swap those negative conversations, negative influences, negative time vampires for people who are very positive, who are very life-giving, who are more about action and less about talk. So that'd be a great, great swap. I appreciate you bringing up that example, because I think that is really important for us to recognize and to be aware of. And we all get trapped in that, and we realize it at the time, but we don't understand that we do need to move away from those relationships. And I love the way that you put it. You don't do it being harsh, and you're not rude, but you recognize it and you begin giving those people less and less time. Now, this might seem a little bit extreme, and this is totally a personality element. So I'm not necessarily recommending this, but I've been called at times a time ogre. And I've got some people in my life who are negative, like you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And when I see them calling in, this is a little bit embarrassing to actually admit, but maybe it'll help somebody.
Go ahead.
is that I will tell them how much time they have.
That's
so
good.
I've answered the phone before with not hello, not how's it going, because I already know it's going to be painful. I'll answer the phone and say, you got 60 seconds, go. And I know that's extreme, and I'm almost a little embarrassed to mention this, but it has so radically shifted their conversation, because before they wouldn't have mind at all spending a solid hour sharing their drama. But when I say you've got 60 seconds, I found out that I'm not getting called by them near as much, because they want somebody to really get involved. And I've always been straight up and said, if you've got a real problem, something I can help you with, something we're going to work on together, then yes, call and let's talk. If you are simply wanting to be negative and you're not wanting to make a change, then let's limit those conversations. So, you know, it's worked out pretty well.
That's awesome.
I don't know if that's as gentle as Shauna would do.
I might do it a little differently, but hey, I think it's great because I think people start to respect your time and then they really call you with something specific, you know, that you can really help them with. I love that.
Yeah, so, I really want to be about that. I want them to be helped. Mm-hmm. So, Shauna, I want to share really quickly just a little framework that might be helpful for people to be able to utilize in their day-to-day. What I try to do is each night I plan the next day. And usually on Sunday night, I plan the week. But if I miss my Sunday night, I try to do this the night before. And I try to schedule my most important, most productive, and most profitable actions. So that may be calls, it may be working with the downline, it may be something along those lines. But everyone who is listening, I'd like for you to get out a sheet of paper and draw a giant plus sign on your paper. Draw a giant plus sign on your paper. Uh-huh. In the top left quadrant, and just right across the top, not in the main space area, I want you to write the word what. Write the word what. In the top right area, I want you to write the word when. Top left is what? Top right is when. In the bottom left quadrant, I want you to write the word with, W-I-D-T-H, in case my Southern was not very clear. And then on the bottom right, I want you to write the word wealth. So what, top left, when, top right, with, bottom left, and wealth, bottom right. So as you schedule, I want you to write down what you're going to do. Let's say that is make 3 phone calls to new prospects. 3 calls to new prospects. It's just an example. When are you going to do that? Write that time down, and that may be 7 p.m. So you schedule it. You put it in your calendar. With, how long is this going to take? If you're brand new, you don't really know. But if you've been doing this just for a short amount of time, you probably know on average how long your phone calls last. And you may find that they're lasting, let's say, 15 minutes on average. And if they are, then you're going to schedule 45 minutes, and that's what you're going to put down in WIT. This is how long it's going to take. So your what? 3 calls. When? 7 p.m. WIT, how long is it going to take? 45 minutes. And then WELT. This is the result, and I think it's important to write this down so that you understand where you are in your process and also the value of the time that you're utilizing. So let's say that you're brand new, then the wealth might be that these calls not only may lead to new business, but they will lead to reps, repetitions. It'll give you the opportunity to learn the things that you need to be talking about. It'll help you learn the questions that you're going to be asked over and over again. And it's going to give you some great on-the-phone live training. So that would be part of the wealth. If you've been in business for a while, then your wealth may be, out of those 3, I know from experience that I'm going to have 1 that are going to decide to become part of my team. And so 1 out of 3 becomes part of my team. And so wealth of these calls is 1 new team member. And another piece of wealth could be great conversations with new friends. So we want to write down what that result is going to be. And then after the calls, I would also write down some of the actual results. What were the notes that you need to write down? What were some of the interesting things you learned about these individuals? What were some of the questions that they had? And what are the next steps? So you would write that down as well. But what, when, with, and wealth. And you can do this for every area of your life, certainly, not just for your business, though that's what we're talking about now. But I do this with fitness. I do this with personal growth activities so that I know what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, how long it's going to take, and then wealth, what is the result that is going to be gained from this. And it allows you to utilize your time a lot more and a lot more effectively because you notice that that you have a purpose behind the things that you're doing, and it makes a tremendous impact. So hopefully that'll help some of your folks, Shauna.
I love that. I really do, because with this business, it isn't just the first phone call. You don't know where that first prospect is going to lead you. It can be, you know, several conversations later, they might know somebody that you never know. So I love this way of measuring it and what it is going to lead to is wealth in so many avenues of our life, not just with money.
Love that.
Love that. I really like the way you measure things out, Paul. You're great.
Well, I think that it's so helpful because then we don't get discouraged as frequently because we see the collective efforts that we're making. Well, as we close out the call for today, Shauna, what are some last pieces of advice or just an overall principle you would like for your folks to know?
I want people to just get excited about, you know, your way of doing it, but really realize, again, that you some of the things that you're learning in every day and getting on these calls, first of all, I want to compliment you for actually taking the time to do this because this is part of the growing that happens when you're doing another business. It's a little bit different. So thank you for really taking the time out of your busy, busy schedules to take the time to now learn what Paul's bringing us tonight and to make your strengths productive and your weaknesses irrelevant. Don't let yourself get in your own way. Let's just go do this. It's very exciting. We're creating and changing lives every day, and I'm just so thankful to have people on the team that really want this and that are going for it. So you go for it. And I wanted also, Paul, to tell them what's happening next week real quickly,
yeah,
because you and Scott are going to do the man call next week. And this is something that I've been wanting for a long time because I think so many times people think that network marketing can become more of a women's business. And so the men, there's some different little tweaks that they'll want to hear about. And this is going to speak to the men, whether they're doing the network marketing thing or whether they, you know, are just need some recognition because their wife is and they don't quite know how to handle her. We're going to cover all kinds of, I am going to get to listen to this call. I'm super excited about it because I want the men to know how amazing it is to have men on the team and to really be able to recognize as a woman the special needs that they might have and what they need us to recognize. So this is for the women and the men, but it's going to be only guys only talking. So Scott is going to be hosting this next week with Paul Evans, and I'm thanking you for this call today. It's been very helpful for me. I'm going to go ahead and make my list of the what, when, with, and wealth. Start that this week. And thank you so much, Paul.
Hey, thank you, Shauna. I love being with you as always. Love the impact that you're having and love the time freedom that you've earned.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks, everybody, for getting on the call. Talk to you soon.